Imagine a world without constitutions, voting rights, or even the concept of citizenship. This was the landscape Aristotle transformed with his groundbreaking work, Politics. While modern leaders cite more recent thinkers, figures from Barack Obama to Peter Thiel have acknowledged drawing inspiration from Aristotle's political insights. What makes this ancient text so enduring? It represents the birth of systematic political science, the moment when human governance became an object of methodical study rather than just tradition. Aristotle's fundamental insight that politics exists not merely for security or wealth, but for human excellence, offers a powerful alternative to our often narrow political discourse. His vision of political community oriented toward the good life speaks directly to our contemporary challenges of polarization, inequality, and institutional distrust. Man is by nature a political animal. This reflects Aristotle's insight that humans, unlike other social creatures, possess logos, rational speech enabling moral judgment and communal decision-making. This capacity for reasoned discourse allows us to deliberate about justice and establish communities aimed not merely at survival, but at living well. The political community emerges naturally as individuals form households, households combine into villages, and villages coalesce into the self-sufficient polis, city-state. This progression is qualitative, fulfilling human social potential. Those incapable of community life must be either a beast or a god. Aristotle sees the household as the fundamental building block of the city. Household management forms the foundation for political order through three key relationships: master-slave, husband-wife, and parent-child, each representing a distinct form of authority. In economics, Aristotle distinguishes between natural acquisition, obtaining goods necessary for life with definite limits, and unnatural money-making that seeks unlimited profit. He condemns usury as most contrary to nature because it creates money from money itself, a critique that anticipated centuries of objections to interest-bearing loans. For Aristotle, citizenship means sharing in decision-making and office-holding, a participatory vision where citizens actively engage in governance through voting, jury service, and public deliberation. Aristotle outlines six constitutional forms. The correct forms pursue common advantage: kingship, virtuous rule by one; aristocracy, rule by the best few; and polity, rule by many. Their deviant counterparts serve only the rulers: tyranny, oligarchy, and democracy. Aristotle defines regimes not just by numbers, but by who rules and why. Oligarchy is ruled by the wealthy. Democracy is ruled by the poor. Each claims partial justice. Oligarchs believe wealth justifies unequal rights, while democrats believe freedom demands equality. Neither fully addresses the city's true purpose, living well through virtue. While theoretically favoring virtue-based aristocracy, Aristotle acknowledges most cities will be democracies or oligarchies. He practically recommends polity, a mixed regime combining elements of both systems. This hybrid approach incorporates strengths while minimizing weaknesses, perhaps blending democratic elections with property qualifications or mixing random selection with merit-based appointments. Stability centers on the middle class, those neither excessively wealthy nor desperately poor. In all things, the middle is most praiseworthy, Aristotle notes. The middle class avoids both the rich's arrogance and the poor's envy. Their economic independence enables rational political decisions, unswayed by material needs or excessive ambition. A strong middle element prevents factional conflict between extremes. This moderation principle extends to Aristotle's revolution analysis. Regimes fall through internal decay and external conquest, often beginning with seemingly minor deviations. One must guard against even small transgressions of the laws, he warns, comparing political decline to financial ruin through accumulated small expenses. maintaining stability requires vigilance and institutional safeguards, like term limits, audits, and laws preventing excessive concentration of wealth or power. Office distribution should reflect the regime's mixed nature, with some positions open to all citizens and others requiring specific qualifications. Aristotle's political vision culminates in his comprehensive theory of education. While contemporary education often prioritizes career preparation, Aristotle envisioned a holistic curriculum developing complete human beings capable of both citizenship and personal excellence. The greatest of all means to ensure the stability of regimes is education relative to the regime, he declares. His educational program includes four pillars: letters, literacy, for accessing intergenerational wisdom; drawing, to recognize beauty; gymnastics, to build health and discipline; and music, to cultivate character. Music holds special significance as it influences emotions and prepares citizens for noble leisure, the highest use of free time in contemplation and cultural pursuits. Aristotle's treatment of music reveals psychological insight. He argues that musical harmonies directly imitate and influence character. Dorian harmony creates mental stability and courage. Mixolydian modes produce melancholy. Phrygian harmonies inspire spiritual elevation. Through curated musical education, youth develop emotional responses appropriate to virtuous action. This vision of education as character formation rather than mere skill acquisition challenges modern priorities. Aristotle reminds us that education's highest purpose is not just preparing workers, but forming citizens capable of sustaining a just political order. Aristotle balances theoretical ideals with practicality in his city design. Territory must be self-sufficient, defensible, and readily surveyable for effective governance. Population should be large enough for self-sufficiency, yet small enough to be easily comprehensible, allowing citizens to know each other and participate meaningfully in civic life. Geographically, the optimal location offers access to both land and sea, balancing defense with commerce. Aristotle recommends separate military and commercial harbors, positioned to facilitate trade without allowing foreign influences to overwhelm local customs. For property, Aristotle combines private ownership with partial common use, capturing private ownership's motivational benefits alongside communal sharing social advantages. Agricultural land should be divided between private holdings and public portions, supporting common meals and religious ceremonies. These considerations show that political ideals must be grounded in physical and social realities. Effective political thinking requires attention to both principles and concrete circumstances of geography, demographics, economics, and human psychology. Aristotle's politics offers a profound alternative to contemporary political cynicism. Rather than viewing politics as a necessary evil or dirty game, he presents it as the essential architecture of human flourishing, the means by which we collectively create conditions for living well. His vision challenges both the technocratic reduction of politics to economic management and the cynical view of politics as mere power struggle. What if we approached politics as a shared project of creating communities where human excellence can flourish? Aristotle's enduring insight is that political questions are fundamentally ethical questions about how we should live together. In our age of polarization and environmental crisis, Aristotle's holistic vision offers valuable perspective. His emphasis on moderation, mixed constitutions, and the middle class speaks directly to our challenges of inequality and division. His understanding of education as character formation reminds us that democratic stability depends on citizens capable of both leadership and cooperation. Aristotle's greatest gift may be his reminder that politics at its best isn't about winning power, but creating communities where human beings can fulfill their highest potential, a noble vision that provides resources for addressing our most pressing contemporary challenges.